The views and opinions expressed on Unlock Your Wealth Radio are those of the host, guests, and callers only and are not necessarily the views of Unlock Your Wealth Radio, Heather Wagonalls, or Success Publishing International.
Worried about retirement? Want to travel the world or just be around to watch your kids grow up but you can't because you're drowning in debt? Now you can! With Heather Wagonalls and the Keys to Riches powered by Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Heather will show you how to stop chasing your wallet, eliminate debt, lose financial stress, and live the life of your dreams. If you truly ever wanted to have more, do more, be and give back more, now's your chance. Listen weekly to hear what others are doing to manage their money better with these proven strategies for building wealth with the Keys to Riches financial philosophy. Now, here's your host, Heather Wagonalls.
Yes. The Keys to Riches, powered by Unlock Your Wealth Radio, is sponsored in part by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at heathersfreeaudiobook.com and click on the link to over 150,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Welcome, everyone. Thanks for stopping by on this heavy lifting day.
It seems to be.
We're so glad to have you. I'm Heather Wagonalls, flanked by my producer extraordinaire, Michael Terry.
Hey, folks.
And we will help you get your money mind right on today's show with the Keys to Riches financial philosophy. So what is this week's key, Miguel?
This week's key is knowledge. Knowledge is power. Not knowing is powerful.
There we go.
Nice, ding, 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 ding.
Yes, we are in our fourth key in our Keys to Riches financial philosophy. And this is a great key because this is when we learn about our 3-5 financial strategy. And this is the system that we use in order to completely address our financial picture.
Sounds good.
And we're going to learn about what it is that we need to know because knowledge is power, but what we don't know is actually more powerful because of the way the brain works and the four levels of learning. The very first level you're at is unconscious incompetent, which means you don't even know what you don't know. And so what we're going to do is we're going to create a financial knowledge checklist for you today with our five areas of concern because we have three questions and five areas of concern in our Keys to Riches financial philosophy. And that helps us address everything we need to know about money management in a simple, fluid system. And that's what's so cool about it all because it doesn't leave anything to chance.
Yeah.
And that's most of the problem that we have with money management is everybody focuses on budgeting or debt reduction or estate planning. They drill down to one area and then they don't even realize that there are so many other areas that they need to be paying attention to. Cause if you're in debt, you can't even really think about saving.
Right.
You know, so if you're just saving, you're afraid of investing because you don't know anything about it. So that's how things get kind of convoluted and kooky for all of us. So, that's what we're going to fix on today's show. Moolah word of the day is a tax we need to know about. It's, and I don't even know why we have it because it's not going to be there when I get to use it. But anyway, we'll talk about that.
Wait, what's the tax?
Medicare.
Oh.
And then, today's money drama is ignorance is bliss. And that kind of folds right into this knowledge is power, not knowing is powerful thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk about how this, moneyism, actually, is a negative moneyism and how it's detrimental to our financial survival if we kind of hold that truth. Ignorance is bliss. So moving right along.
Sounds like a really good show.
Yes, I think so too. I'm so excited. I haven't worked out as hard as I did earlier in 6 months.
So you're lugging what? You're lugging 4x4s around or what are they?
4x6x16. Foot beams because I'm rebuilding a patio.
Sounds like I'm not going to say it.
Yeah.
I'm not.
4x6x16. 16 feet long, 4 inches by 6 inches by 16. It's a beam. It's rough sawn lumber. I had this open lattice work type like patio roof thing, you know.
How were you carrying it like this?
No, you can't carry it. That's all bicep action. You can't do it that way.
So
No.
I
drug part of it so I could bridge it over because the way the other homeowners association piled up all this dirt you know, behind my fence. I had to walk up and over it, and I couldn't in the shoes I was in.
Oh, God.
And so, like, I scooted it up on the dirt, and then I squatted down and got under it and put it on my shoulder and just stood up with it. So my body carried the weight, not my arms, because it would have been too heavy to carry it with my arms. See? And then I had to walk it. And then when I got a few of them there, then what I did is I just did this slider system. So it was all leg lifting at that point. Because then I just took it, I got it teetering on the dirt pile, and then I piled up the other wood high enough so then I can just drag it in. And as soon as I cleared the fence, then I just swung it around and added it to my little pile. So the tough one was the 25-foot deal. That was tough. Because it not only did it not fit in the fence, it barely fit in the backyard because it's like the backyard of a little townhome. So, yeah, it was kind of curious. So I had help with that one. But I'm so lucky. I didn't have any of my workers there today, so I had to hump all of the lumber yourself. So, but moving right along, let's talk about our moolah word of the day. Talk about some heavy lifting we have to do each and every day of our working lives for tons of years. And for those of us in my age bracket or younger, like the millennials, will probably never see it. And that's Medicare tax. And a Medicare tax is a tax deducted from the wages of every legally working American, which is not quite true because it's deducted from those working illegally that get paid above over the table. But maybe you're operating on an illegal Social Security number. Everybody gets Medicare tax deducted based on their Social Security number that they pay into.
Really? So me, you, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
From even in their 20s and 30s. So
the minute from every job you ever have.
So we're paying for Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wait, is this
where did you think it came from?
I had no idea. I mean, I thought it came out of people's Social Security after they started receiving benefits.
No. No.
So that's what that FICA thing is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
You mean the extortion is what I say.
So
it is.
We've already paid in. See, I thought we already paid into Social Security, but we're also already paying into Medicare.
Yes, you pay into both.
I see.
And so it's you depends on how your employer itemizes it on your pay stub will depend on how you understand it to be. But yeah, you're paying in, Mister. Don't think you're not. It's typically another line item on an employee's pay stub. The employer with a W-2, the employer will provide the employee with a W-2, and it will include the total amount deducted from the individual's paycheck for the Medicare tax. And it's used to pay for the Medicare program provided to individuals over the age of 75. And the tax was implemented under the Federal Insurance Contributions Act. So that's where your acronym FICA comes from.
Okay.
But usually it'll say like SSI and then it'll say Medicare.
I mean, obviously, I haven't had a pay stub in 50 years, probably.
So, and I pay you in chocolate. So,
right.
And barbecue tools. By the way, did you ever use those barbecue tools I got you last year?
I use them all the time.
Okay.
I use them all the time.
I was just checking, wanted to make sure that was a productive gift.
Absolutely.
All right, so Medicare tax, you know, like I just like to start talking about tax and make everybody miserable at the beginning of the year.
How about Medicaid tax? Where does that, the same thing? It comes out at probably state income tax.
Well, Medicaid is a state-funded program,
right?
So you know, for the indigent, and I am not an accountant, so I cannot answer that question.
You don't know where it comes from?
Okay. No, and I don't do payroll either.
Yeah.
You know, so other people do that on my behalf.
Yeah.
I just say, this is what they earned. And then you figure out the rest.
Yeah.
And then I don't worry about that. So let's get on to this week's key, shall we? Because it's a really good one. Like this, well, I mean, not that they're all not really good ones. A lot of them are building blocks, but this really helps us understand what we need to be doing when it comes to money management and the areas we need to address. And so this is the time that we lay out what specifically we need to know. And if you go to the website at keystoriches.com, you'll find in our key statement, key action item, and key affirmation, you will find the worksheet for this the 3-5 financial system that we use. And what it's designed to do is to identify the areas that you need to address when it comes to successful money management. And there's 3 questions you need to ask yourself, and there's 5 areas of concern you need to address. And so you cannot address a financial item if you don't know it exists. So this is separate, if you think about it, from our first key with acceptance and affirmation. This isn't about denying something or avoiding something. Because again, we're at that first level in the 4 levels of learning. If I don't know that it exists, how can I address it? So this is not like me avoiding addressing something, you know. So what we're going to do is we're going to burn through that today. So we're going to ask the 3 questions, and I'll show you what each key addresses each question. And then we're going to look at the 5 areas of concern. And then we're going to build from that in the following keys. We're going to show you how this all kind of comes together. But it has to go in this sort of profile. So the 3 questions, if you want to get out a piece of paper and a pencil to write this down, or just go download the cheat sheet at keystoriches.com. I guess it's on Unlock Your Wealth Radio too, but that's not this show. No.
Nope, we got 2 shows now.
We got 2 shows, 2 for the price of none, because it doesn't cost you anything to listen. Mm. Well, your time, you got to download it.
Yeah.
Onto your iPod, iTunes, Android, Zune, whatever you got, wherever you're listening from. The radio, if you're tuned into one of our syndicated stations. So the 3 questions are simply, where am I? Where am I going? And do you remember the 3rd one?
I'm not going to make that same mistake.
What's the difference?
What's the difference? How do I get there?
So how do I get there is where am I going? Because,
yeah.
You know, knowing where you're going, where you're starting, and what the difference is will tell you what steps you need to take, like inherently tell you what steps you need to take on how to get there. Mm-hmm. So where am I is our acceptance and affirmation key, because we're starting, you know, or actually it's our second key, our assessment, take action, make assessment key that unfolds itself when we get to break the budget. So when we get to break the budget, we're going to do our very first balance sheet, you know, and that's going to tell you where am I? And this is going to be all of the money that comes in, all of the money that goes out, and all of the money you owe. And then you're going to create this fabulous balance sheet. And if you want instructions on how to prepare one, just drop by the website, because we have these cool little instructional videos that'll get you there when it comes to this key. So keystoriches.com for that. So we do our first balance sheet. So this tells us whether we have a positive or a negative net worth, because we're going to have a net worth, okay, which is all that we have minus all that we owe. And then that gives us our net worth, because you can be an aggregate millionaire but have a negative net worth. Okay. Or you can be an aggregate $1,000-aire and have a positive net worth. Mm-hmm. So you'll always have a net worth, because that's assets minus liabilities. But whether it's positive or negative depends on which pile is bigger. So if your asset pile is bigger, you're going to have a positive net worth. If your negative pile is bigger, you're going to have a negative net worth. And that's going to be your first goal, is to attack that debt.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's different types of debt. And we're going to get into that when we get into create credit and understanding all of that. But that's like key 9. So we won't talk about debt just yet, because at this point, we're still doing our assessment from key 2, which is saving all of our receipts and doing organic assessment, because we're not just looking for how much. Remember, how much is not the goal. It's the when and the driver behind the when that makes all the difference. Because when we figure out what the why is for the crazy expenditures and crazy patterns, then we can figure out the how to correct it. So that's our first key, our first question is, where am I? Our second question we answered last week in Dreams with Deadlines, and that's, where am I going? What are your financial goals? And we figured those out with our Unlock Your Wealth Foundation's goal achievement strategy. And so we learned all of the tools in how to plan effectively, and achieve the goals we desire, because it's a goal achievement system. It is not a goal planning system, because anybody can plan goals, but without the tools that we have included in our goal achievement strategy, which is not just planning, but it's also measurement of results, that's how we get to where we need to go. So that's how we figure this out. That's our second key. Where am I going? So now that we have our starting point, where am I and where am I going? The third question becomes, what's the difference? And this we're going to learn in practicing the three R's key. All right. And this is a critical key, because this is part of the goal achievement strategy in our accountability, because now we're going to measure how close to or far away from we are from our goal achievement strategies, the plans that we created. And this is our accountability and our measuring stick when we do this. And this question is important, because we're going to constantly, after we create our first balance sheet, we're going to constantly say, okay, where am I is the first time we ask it. Then it's going to be, where am I now? And then in three more months, when we get to the next practicing the three R's, where am I now? Okay. And then we're going to use that in our comparison. So is our negative net worth decreasing? Yes or no? If it's not, why not? Mm-hmm. What do we need to do to fix it? Okay. Sure. So this is how the system itself, these three questions, these powerful questions that we ask ourselves continually work. Where am I? Where am I going? What's the difference? It's that simple. You are listening to The Keys to Riches. And for those of you who are joining us for the first time, I should say welcome to the show. The Keys to Riches is a financial philosophy that teaches you how to think like the rich and be in control of your own money. It also gives you specific techniques to create or fix your debt, fix your credit, eliminate debt, save and invest. I'm too tired. I'm too tired from today.
Lugging those beans.
I know. I'm the bean babe today.
Really?
So be in control of your own money. Specific techniques to create and fix your credit. Eliminate debt. Save and invest. All while transforming your current financial habits into healthy money management skills. And we do that 1 week at a time, one key at a time. The Keys to Riches, powered by Unlock Your Wealth Radio, is sponsored in part by KeepMyID.org, the only service that actually prevents identity theft. All others are just monitoring services. Put your credit on lockdown with their special offer for Unlock Your Wealth Radio and Keys to Riches radio listeners. Visit KeysToRiches.com/KeepMyID to enroll and protect your financial future now. So the five areas of concern that we need to address in this segment is the actual areas of concern that everybody, regardless of what station in life they are at, how many kids they have, how many incomes they have coming in, how many expenditures that they have going out. All of this revolves around these five areas of concern. And this is where we want to do our knowledge checklist. So in these five areas, it starts with the three questions, what we're asking, and that is income and expenses. Okay. So what's going in and what's coming in and what's going out? And is there a positive or negative cash flow result? This is what we call cash flow when we track our monthly expenses based on income and outgo. And if you are structuring your plan right, you should not have positive cash flow. And people think I'm crazy when I say that. They're like, what?
What do you mean?
And the reason why I say that is because you should be paying yourself first. So if you're saving first out of the gate, and then you're spending what's left over, you shouldn't have anything left over, because you should increase your spending in the event that you have something left over. So you should always be breaking even every month on the Unlock Your Wealth strategy. Okay. Now, other people will say, oh, well, you have positive cash flow and you could do this, this, and this, and this. No, every penny should be planned for and accounted for. There should be no extra money. It should already be earmarked for something else, and mostly your future, if you've already taken care of your necessities. Okay. So, and we're going to get to that in a little bit in another area of concern. Our next area of concern is protections. Okay. And protections is important because this is insuring for our success. And a lot of people would rather buy that super widescreen, you know, 72 inch TV, instead of paying for health insurance. You know, or they would rather have somebody else pick up the tab for their own health insurance so they can go buy that widescreen TV or the latest video game console that came out. And so protecting our assets, people look at insurance as a waste of money. I never claimed anything. But if you think about it, what we do is we reframe what protections are in the insurance realm. And insurance is not just an expenditure. If you think about it, what it's doing for you is if you are currently not a millionaire, okay, and you are on track with the rest of this Keys to Riches financial philosophy to be a millionaire, what insurance does for you is rent millionaire status. That's what you're doing. When you buy insurance, you're renting millionaire status. And what I mean by that is if you don't have $1 million in the bank to pay for your car accident or your injury at work or damage to your home, you know, whatever you can think of, or your health, okay? So if you cannot write a check for $1 million today to pay for any of those unforeseen expenditures, then you need to rent $1 million. And you do that for pennies on the dollar, if you think about it, when in the form of insurance. So your premiums, your coverage, all of your deductibles and all of that stuff, that helps you become a millionaire, because in the event of an emergency, and most emergencies are unforeseen, we usually don't plan to have an accident.
No.
But in the event of an unforeseen emergency, this covers that gap in the event. And instead of having to have $1 million in the bank, you only have to pay a couple $100 a month or a year, depending on what type of policy and what it covers. And it's fabulous. And so many people overlook protections as a strategy in their financial independence. And it's wrong to look at insurance in any other way than as a tool for your financial freedom.
I mean, forget about $1 million. I mean, I ran into somebody the other day, had a, you know, just a typical car accident. It was a $40,000 tab. Who's got $40,000? That could ruin your life.
Exactly.
$40,000 could wipe you out.
No question. Oh, I mean, you know, I got wiped out, you know, because I was recovering from my divorce financially when I had my $2,000 transmission fall out and need to be replaced. You know, I mean, that was financially devastating.
Yeah.
Totally goofed up everything I had going. Jeopardized the business that I had, and I needed to have my car. I mean, so that's why insurance is there.
Gotta have it.
You've got to have it. And you need to think of it as a tool for your financial freedom, not as some penalty that you have to pay.
Right, right.
So we have to keep it in the right perspective. The next area of concern is where we start building wealth, and that is our asset accumulation. Asset accumulation is your active process in the savings realm. So this can be anywhere from using coupons and discount clubs to create a savings that you actually put away, or where you actively put a dollar that you've earned into the bank. Either way, savings accumulation is the active process of setting aside your money in your pay yourself first process. Okay. And so we cannot get to the next area of concern, which is asset multiplication, if we haven't accumulated something first. We have to accumulate it first to invest it. And we need to have a tiered savings program. We need to have an emergency fund program, an emergency fund savings program. We need to have a quality of life savings program, and we need to have retirement savings for ourselves. And then, and only then, after we have ourselves covered first, like the oxygen mask that the flight attendant says, put on your face first before helping others, because you're no good to anybody else, then you can start saving for other people's college and things like that. But you must save for you first, and it's a tiered savings process. So if you're saving $3, you need to put one in emergency, one in quality of life, and one in retirement. and just start there. And we have a great 7-day savings challenge that you can take at any time at the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation. And if you successfully complete it in 30 days, you can win cool swag. Yes, you can. How about swag, some, Unlock Your Wealth Radio swag, like a mug or a t-shirt? Or how about an autographed book from one of our many guests or from my vault? Because we've got more stuff coming out all the time.
So
if you want to take our 7-day savings challenge, which actually runs 30 days, but the plan goes for 7 days and then it starts over, just visit our website at keystoriches.com and you too could be a winner. So that leads us to asset multiplication, which is knowledge about investing. And then we go to asset preservation, which is two things. It's one, it's mitigation of tax liability, and it's legacy planning. So now what do you want to do with all of that wealth? Who do you have to take care of in the event that you croak tomorrow or today for that matter? You step off the curb, get run over by a bus. It happens, so how are we going to plan for our financial future? So these are the questions that we need to ask ourselves. Once this question is asked and we're able to answer it, if the answer is like, I don't know, that's okay. Because now you are not unconsciously incompetent. Now that we've gone through the three questions and five areas of concerns, you are now consciously incompetent, which means you are aware of your lack of knowledge. And that is what is so powerful.
Right.
Okay. Because now you can do something about it. And there are several things you can do. First, you can fully educate yourself and become an expert in that area. And I don't necessarily advise that unless you're like a number cruncher and you really like money. Or you can delegate, but I would not recommend delegating until you actually acquire some working knowledge of what this area of concern actually addresses. And then you can effectively delegate, because then you got to figure out, how do I interview the person and select the right person to delegate this to effectively? You know, I think about all of the people that I coach financially, and I do a lot of people with what I call sudden wealth syndrome. And so these are lottery winners. These are rock star musicians. These are professional athletes. These are actors and actresses that come into a ton of money, and they don't know how to address these areas of concern. And so somebody swoops in like a manager, and a lot of them pick their relatives because they think it's about trust, but it's not about trust only. It's about knowledge. And delegating to somebody you trust but doesn't know any more than you do about a subject is not effectively delegating. So we have to learn what it is that we're delegating, and then a way to keep a checks and balances on this person. And you can do that. We have really great tools and resources at the website. Again, just visit keystoriches.com for more information to do that. So that's it for this week's key. So let's talk about today's money drama. And our moneyism is ignorance is bliss. How many times have you heard that? But what you don't know can hurt you, and in a very financially detrimental and devastating way. If you haven't properly planned for the protections area of concern, let's say, for example, and you have insurable interests, meaning you have a spouse or significant other that you're financially responsible for, they don't work, you do. You have children that you're financially responsible for, maybe an indigent parent in your care because they didn't effectively plan for their financial resources, for their livelihood into their upper years. Maybe you have a sibling or a special needs child. This is why this part is so critical, because if you skip one of these areas of concern because you don't know about it or you're afraid about it, and we'll talk about fear when we get to our sixth key, hope for the best, plan for the worst, we have to overcome these issues. Now that you know what you need to know, you need to take action on filling the gap of knowledge, even just a little bit, so you can effectively delegate these things. So for this week's key statement, key affirmation, and key action item, visit thekeystoriches.com for all of that. And for more in-depth interviews with money experts, strategies, and members-only tools to fix your credit, get out of debt, and have more money and happiness, do what other savvy listeners have, and visit unlockyourwealthradio.com, where you go to get your money mind right so your wealth and happiness happiness will follow. Become an Insiders Club member today and start receiving the benefits of millionaire wisdom right now. For the Keys to Riches powered by Unlock Your Wealth Radio and the Maestro of Moolah, Michael Terry, I'm Heather Wagenhals. Now go out and unlock your wealth today.
UnlockYourWealthRadio.com is produced by Heather Wagenhals and the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation. UnlockYourWealthRadio.com and its affiliates are copyrighted 2016 with all rights reserved. For more information on the Keys to Riches Financial Wellness Series, please visit our website at www.unlockyourwealth.com.